is a combination of his local knowledge and his ability to produce results and please his clients. If you or anyone you know is considering buying or selling any real estate, you need to call Dave Dawson at 901-2856. That's Dave Dawson at Bailey Properties, 901-2856. You know, hiring a contractor to do your home improvement is like fishing. Sometimes, well, most of the time, you never know what you're going to get. When it comes to your roof, Warren Knox of Knox Roofing wants you know what you're going to get, and that's a roof worth keeping. Knox Roofing takes pride in their work, and that's why they're the most chosen roofing contractor in the area. Give Knox Roofing a call in Santa Cruz, 461-0634. In Monterey, 831-394-0110, or check them out at knoxroofing.com. Bayside Marine, a complete tackle store. Up-to-the-minute reports from local fishermen. The finest tackle from sport to commercial gear. CalStar, Shimano, Limaglass, Penn, from long-range Mexico gear to the hottest salmon gear of the Northwest. Bayside Marine has it all. Call the hotline at 464-3474. Remember, we're on the web at BaysideMarineSC.com or call the shop at 475-2173. Stop by on your way to the boat ramp. Pick up your ice, food, beer, bait, and tackle. Then say hi to Todd and get the latest scoop. Remember, we're Bayside Marine. Give us a call at 475-2173. A part of our community, a part of culture, the Santa Cruz Harbor, with a brand new launch ramp, a great washdown and fish cleaning facilities. Sport fishermen call this protected port haven. The Santa Cruz Harbor is ideal for all boaters with berthing and end ties. Find rigging, tackle, charters, and great restaurants in the harbor. With full hookups, you can bring your RV and even take a scenic stroll around the harbor. The Santa Cruz Harbor welcomes you.
You may be spending money on insurance right now. Do you know what your auto liability limits are? Is your home covered for full reconstruction cost? Do you know how affordable a renter's policy or life insurance can be when they are packaged with other farmers' policies? If you haven't talked to your agent lately and you would like a friendly consultation with me, Mike Baxter, call 831-588-9577. Farmers' rates are very competitive. For a quote, call Mike Baxter, 831-588-9577, or contact me through the Let's Go Fishing Radio Show website, www.theletsgofishingradioshow.com. Mike Baxter, 831-588-9577. Let's go fishing. You're tuned into the Let's Go Fishing Show. Your hosts, Mike Baxter and Alan Bushnell, every Thursday, 7:06 to 8 p.m. That's right. It's safe to talk about fishing here. We're excited to be here. A big thanks to all the sponsors. The show would not be possible without the sponsored support. And everybody here at KSCO, very proud to be a part of the community. And KSCO hosting a couple of fish heads and all their friends here having a fishing radio show. But it is our seventh season. Proud of that. And again, that's possible due to people like Dave Dawson, who's very successful in real estate in the area, Knox Roofing, Bayside Marine, the Santa Cruz Harbor, and yours truly. I am now in the insurance business with farmers, no longer a fisherman by trade. But the show is made possible by the sponsors. And you will notice that a lot of times the callers that call us, we give out their number. A couple things that Al and I are both very proud of is, one, all the sponsors that do support the show, we do recommend that you can call them, feel safe to have great service from them all. So we actually have turned sponsors down in the past, believe it or not, and we're proud to have the ones that we have, and it's been working out for 7 years now, and it's just a good thing. A lot of the guides, a lot of the calls and businesses we get calling in, We just try to share the wealth and give out their phone numbers as well. What we find is a lot of fishermen tend to not want to tell their secret spots, but if it's somebody that depends on clients for the industry, then they're more loyal to call us once a week and to give out the honest information. And also, these are just gentlemen that make their living in the community of fishing, and a lot of times we want information from these people that are on the water every day or that own tackle shops. We want information from them, and we have to remember to support those businesses and guides and charter boat captains because, you know, we go to the big catalogs and internet to get a deal once in a while, and we're not going to get those fishing reports from them. So I guess that's part of the soul and essence of this radio show and what keeps Al and I coming back every Thursday is just supporting the businesses and knowing that fishing is a big part of what brought some of the early Italian settlers to this port community, that fishing's okay, and we really want to express it's time to support the businesses and the people that rely on this industry for a living still.
Exactly, Mike, and I'm really proud that I'm part of the Let's Go Fishing radio show, and we really do try to be a resource for all the area and out-of-area anglers. If you go to our website, www.theletsgofishingradioshow.com, you can live stream this show as it airs. We also, of course, have a page that lists all our sponsors with contact info. We also have a page that links to all of our resources. Everybody who's ever called, you know, any of the guides and skippers and whatnot, they're all listed there on the website. So you can, if you don't have a pen with you when you're trying to copy down a number, just go to the website and you can get all that contact info on our website.
And a lot of that's a big part of your work. Thanks, Alan. I did email the show. We are recording the show now. On the computer, we email it to both sportfishingreport.com as well as Ship to Shore Radio. So yes, you can hear fishermen out there fishing on Ship to Shore Radio and listen to an archived fishing show there. So a big thanks to everyone in the fishing community. Speaking of that, Alan, I think you and I both know, because we've already been spending some of our fun chips there happily, there's a new tackle store in town. It's right there on 41st Avenue, and I think we're lucky enough to check in with Mark Dingler himself, the owner of the Angler's Choice Tackle Shop, and we'll find out how fishing's been in the Monterey Bay, see if he's got any fresh reports for us. Mark, how are you doing? You there tonight, Mark? And let's try it again. How about now?
I'm here. Can you hear me, Mike?
I hear you now.
Well, thanks for having me on the show. Alan, how are you?
Oh, great. Thanks,
what,
Mike.
You don't call me anymore, Alan? You don't come and see me?
Everybody's busy, but I'm looking forward to the next time at your beautiful shop.
Thanks so much.
We wanted to get a report from you, Mark. What'd you hear from the opener as far as salmon goes, and then any halibut or stripers in Capitola? What do you hear?
Well, I hear of no ground fish, i.e. halibut, as of yet. I heard of spotted stripers, essentially from the harbor down to Moss or Manresa. The salmon, the troll bite was okay. The moochers did not do too good from what I hear. And most of the fish came out of Monterey, and that's where the big fish were. Larry Wolf was in the store today, Monterey Bay Salmon Trout Project, and he said that he got three or four fish on his boat, and he was fishing Cypress. And I know, Mike, you got a fish or two out of Cypress also, right?
Yeah, we fished what, opener? On the other office, Gary Marin's boat, beautiful boat. We caught three fish. We were proud of that. I didn't see a lot of nets flying, but it ended up being a couple fish here and there on the south side of the bay, B-Buoy area, Soldiers Club, Mulligan Hill. The hot spot seemed like the morning bite with big salmon at Point Pinos and Cypress Point.
Yeah, that's what I heard, too. And I heard a few guys scratched them out of the hole. A few guys scratched a couple out of Pajaro and Moss. Weather's been a little funky this week, and it doesn't look like it's going to get too much better with the storm blowing in here tomorrow night and Saturday. So it's early. You got to stay confident and, just look forward to, bigger and better days, I suppose.
Yeah, it was a little bit of a tough opener. A lot of boats, very respected, good fishermen, came in with none, nothing to be embarrassed of. If you caught a few, you were fortunate. And if you didn't, you were not alone. Now, take us inland for some freshwater. You seem to stay on tap with the fly fishing gear in the shop and some of the bass fishermen coming in. What are you hearing in the inland lakes, Mark?
Well, I do hear that inland lakes, Comanche, New Hogan, Pardee, Amador, Coyote, Anderson are all producing. It's just a matter of getting out there, putting your bait in the water, and trying what you know. Locally, you know, of course, we've got Pinto and we've got Lexington and Loch Lomond, and I've heard that there's been some big bass caught out of Loch Lomond and numerous trout on the troll and off the shore. Other than that, you know, it's been kind of cool the last week, and I think the bass bite might have tapered off a little bit. But, you know, guys know what they're doing, working plastic baits, working jigs, working it slow. It's not spinner bait or crankbait season quite yet, have been productive.
Okay. And in the future, Mark, we're definitely going to rely on you for some of those, the secret Capitola bites, some of the stripers off of the pier there from the Capitola gang. I know you keep abreast with some of those guys as well as the Santa Cruz crew. So you hear about those stripers, keep us informed as well as some of the early season halibut. Now the swell is up right now. If you are heading out of Santa Cruz, especially, it's, kind of a northwest swell coupled with a south swell at the same time. And oh boy, it's humped up pretty big at the entrance of the Santa Cruz Harbor. If you're going out before it's light, you really should take caution. It's breaking all the way across the channel at times. But as this swell subsides and the seas get calm, that bait's going to move back inshore. There'll be a few stripers in Capitola and a couple halibut should be showing up soon. So keep us informed, all right, Mark?
I will, Mike, and I want to remind all the listeners that 3 weeks and counting, May 1st is rockfish season. We'll be opening, and of course the store is fully stocked for your rock fishing needs.
All right, give us the phone number and address there to the Angler's Choice Tackle Shop.
Our phone number at the Angler's Choice Tackle Shop is 464-1883, and we are open 7 days a week.
All right, Mark.
1203 41st Avenue. Can't miss us.
All right, thank you for the report.
All right, Mike, Alan, be cool. Come and see me, huh?
All right.
We'll talk to you soon, Mark.
You have a good weekend.
Thanks a lot.
Thanks, you guys.
Thanks
bye-bye
for the report. And I had Robert Holden. Robert, give us a call back from Santa Cruz. We'll get you. Hopefully I don't push the wrong button, but give us a call back, Robert. We want reports, you private boaters. If you were out there and you got skunked, it's okay. You weren't alone. There was a lot of forlorn people and people driving home without fish in their box. I did mention I went with a couple gentlemen, actually quite a few gentlemen, aboard a beautiful boat. The Marines, Gary, David, Ryan, aboard the other office. We caught three fish. Actually, Gary gave us a call, GW. He gave us a call last Thursday, just before the show. He had gone out looking on his boat for big schools of bait and such. And, you know, we scratched out three fish, caught lost a couple others. And the next day they went outside of Point Pinos, kind of fished that 400-foot canyon shelf area there. And they caught four real big salmon in the 20 to 30-pound class. I would say one thing, and you've probably heard me say it before, it's definitely turning out to be the theme of quality, not quantity. At least on the south side of Monterey Bay, there are some big fish. And a lot of the stories right now are that last year's lack of return in the Sacramento River is the fact that those fish didn't return up the river, obviously, but they were in the ocean. So this year is going to be a lot of big four-year-old salmon, where typically the run is a three-year-old strain of fish, but it seemed like the sea surface temperatures were so warm last fall that all those large kings that go up the Sacramento River stayed up in Washington and Canada rather than returning up into the river. So what did they do? They got bigger, and they're going to be out there this year. So we're seeing a lot of 20 to even 30-pound class salmon this spring. Those fish are probably going to be, you know, 30s to 40s in the fall. That's kind of my prediction. Duxbury Reef, San Francisco area is going to be very good. For the opener in that area, San Francisco, Duxbury Reef to Double Point, they caught a few salmon up there as well. As far as the Half Moon Bay boats, well, we tried to call Dennis Baxter, right, Alan?
Over and over again. He's not calling back, Mike.
Yeah, that's funny. He seems to lose our number when he doesn't catch much, but we'll talk about that more in a minute here. Let's check in with Robert, line one. Robert, how are you doing tonight?
Hey, how you doing, you guys?
Good.
I know it's a Let's Go Fishing show, but God, you guys seem like so much over my head. You know, 30, 35 years ago, I did commercial fishing with, you know, salmon and herring and albacore and stuff. But now, I mean, you know, I'm a pier fisherman or a skiff fisherman, and, I wonder how to rig stuff for a perch or a halibut. Who do you go and ask?
Well, that's a great question. Maybe we'll get a little more specific. Do you have a boat, or you tend to want to fish off the piers or the beaches more?
I've never fished off the beach, but I'd love to know what surf fishing is like.
Mm-hmm.
But I would have no idea how to rig for it. And is there a place, or when you're on the pier, you know, sometimes there's some striper running, or where do you catch that fish? I mean,
Robert, this is Alan. You know, if you're fishing off the Capitola Wharf, the best thing to do is just talk to the guys at the bait shop. Ed Burrell there, he'll help you.
Oh, come on, they snicker at you.
No. He's a true gentleman. He'll definitely. This is how I learned how to fish off the Capitola Wharf. They told me what was working today. You know, as far as surf fishing, I would recommend the fellow that was just on, Mark Dingler. Mark handles lots of surf anglers down there.
So he'll tell you what to do, right?
Oh, absolutely. You go in the shop and you can have a nice chat and leave with everything that you need to get going. Surf fishing is very fun also, by the way.
Oh, yeah. No, it sounds like it. I mean, I've seen it, and it looks like a heck of a lot of fun. What about diving in spearfishing? Is spearfishing legal here?
Spearfishing is legal, and it's legal all year round. You can spear the rockfish and the lingcod. It's basically considered shore-based angling. So if you don't mind getting your head wet, you can go down and bring home a limit of rockfish today or tomorrow.
Are you allowed to deal with scuba gear?
I believe so, yeah. You don't holding your breath is just for abalone, just for those hardcore guys like Mike Baxter.
Whoa, cool.
Well, Robert, we appreciate your call, and welcome to the area. I don't know if you're new to this area or not, but there's quite a brotherhood, so to speak, of fishermen and anglers in the area. Capitola Wharf is a great crowd of guys there, checking at the local shops, whether it's Bayside or the Angler's Choice on 41st Avenue. And you can also email us. Go to the Let's Go Fishing Radio Show site. That's the Let's Go Fishing Radio Show.com. Email Alan or I, and we'll get back to you, get you going, and then we'll expect some reports from you when you start catching those stripers and halibut.
Good deal.
All right. You have a good night. Thanks for calling us.
All right.
Okay.
And I'd like to add that as people do call into the show, you know, not only the experts, but you know, just from the community, we're always asking them, what are you using? How did you rig? You know, and so you can get a lot right from this show.
Yeah, it is. It is a good resource of information. So every week, or like you said, go to the site and go to links from there. But that's one neat thing about fishing still. If you tend to ask a fisherman a question, they're usually going to be willing to share. And I'll tell you, there's a lot of resource here from the wharfs. The Santa Cruz Wharf, even last year, there was a lot of mackerel coming in. They get a lot of halibut right near the beach there off of the boardwalk side, and even the Cowles Beach or Dream Inside. So a lot to do, even the river fishing here locally is good. Alan, speaking of local fishing, I've been really excited to go to Loch Lomond. I haven't been up this spring.
Oh, it's just such a beautiful lake. And I was up there this morning, Mike, and it's virtually empty. I saw maybe six boats on the water. I was in my kayak, and I trolled the old standby nightcrawler with a little flasher in front of it, and I caught a bunch of fish. They were the planter fish. It was catch and release. I was really hoping for one of the holdovers. You know, Tuesday, I believe, they dumped 2,000 pounds of planter trout into the lake. They were Shasta variety trout. These are 8 to 10-inch trout, the little ones, a few 12-inchers. So that equals about 4,000 fish they've just added to the lake. But there's quite a few of the holdovers from last year. And the last time I went, I saw one guy who had a 16-incher and an 18-inch trout on his stringer. So there's some beautiful fish in there. And it's always fun just to get some action.
Yeah, it's just so pretty up there and quiet. Tell me, Alan, what area did you fish, and were you fishing from the kayak?
I was fishing from the kayak, trawling as slow as I could go, keeping the action going. And I went all the way to the end to the Deer Flat area. And the lake gets shallow down there, and for some reason the fish seem to be congregating right there.
Okay, and I know the week before last, Pinnell Lake had just received a nice stocking or plant of trout, and a lot of the fathers, sons, and families were going down there catching fish right from the shore, right near the boat ramp and on the left side of the boat ramp. Loch Lomond's one that's scenic and productive, whether you're fishing from shore or a boat. They have great boat rentals up there, bring a little picnic lunch. It's just a good time. As you head further inland, Amador, Lake Amador has been producing, I mean, these trout look like the size of steelhead. And some of this information I've been seeing on Coastside Fishing Club, a great resource of information. But these guys have stringers, you know, limits of trout that 10 trout weigh around 40 to 48 pounds. And I've seen these photos. Yeah, I'm not kidding. 4 to 6 pounders are very common. They're just gorgeous giant trout. They're kind of a cross between an Eagle Lake trout, and they tend to stay on the surface, so they flatline for them a lot. Clip them on the downrigger, the top 15 feet, and get those lures out away from the boat. And then Barry S. has been really good. There's king salmon there. They're definitely not the size of the king salmon we catch here in the ocean, but real large king salmon for lakes there, and Barry S. has been kicking them out. Big number days, you know, 30, 40 fish days for guys. Remember just to keep your limit, as well as bass. Bass fishing at Barry S. has been good, and as Alan just mentioned, Loch Lomond's been good. A quick summary of fishing for salmon. The salmon opener last week was a big theme, and heading down the coast, I didn't get information from Bodega's opener, but I know Double Point and Duxbury out of San Francisco, they didn't do too bad. They had maybe a fish rod there. And as you head down the coast, the Half Moon Bay guys, most of them ran south towards Pigeon Point. And I know Dennis Baxter, the cousin who last week committed to be calling us once a week with reports, seems very hard to get this week, Alan. What we know from that is he definitely didn't catch limits, and I don't blame him for hanging his head a little low, but we got to give him a hard time for that. I did hear that sometime around 1:30 while they were somewhere off Pigeon Point, someone screamed from the back of the boat, "Fish on," and they reeled up the other 24 lines to make sure they caught that salmon and captured it so that everyone could see what a salmon looks like. You can tell by the razzing that's probably why he doesn't call us, but simply put, it was tough out of Half Moon Bay as well. Heading down the coast of Santa Cruz, a couple adventurous souls ran all the way up to Pigeon Point New Year's, coming home with one or two fish. Straight out of Santa Cruz towards the canyon edge, about 9 miles out, whales, humpback whales, giant schools of anchovies. I mean, it looked like it was going to be lights out, salmon everywhere, and it wasn't. Further down the bay, Moss Landing, a few fish coming out of the north side of Moss Landing. They're off of Pajaro and the Pajaro Hole. But in general, that was very tough. Some of the real savvy guys that know the area well caught a few fish. Further south, south of Moss Landing, north of Monterey, the old Bee Buoy and Soldiers Club area, out in the deeper water, 240 to 300 feet of water, kicked out a couple of salmon. And then further down the coast, they're off of Point Pinos and Cypress Point. It, again, was not a quantity affair, but a quality one, with some fish at 25 pounds, 30 pounds weighed in. So not bad. Let's do this before we go to a quick break here. If I can, nah, let's keep them hanging. We got Captain Jimmy on the line, and he's been fishing a lot aboard his beautiful six-pack boat and the Becky N. And we're going to check in with Captain Jimmy in just a minute right after the break. So don't touch the dial. We've got fresh salmon information for you. We'll be right back.
Put Lake Nacimiento Resort on your list this year. For a fun-filled family destination that has something for everyone, including six campgrounds.
Ooh, that smells good.
From walk-ins to full RV hookups, visit Lake Nacimiento Resort. If roughing it's not your style, nestle into one of the Lakeview lodges.
Ooh, this place is nice.
And make sure to check the menu at the Lakeshore Cafe. With 165 miles of shoreline, it's easy to find a private spot to fish. The resort marina also has a full line of boat rentals, from fishing skiffs to ski boats, for even more family fun. For reservations and information, call 800-323-3839 extension 2 or check the website at www.nacimientoresort.com.
Feeling stressed? Why not get away from it all? Imagine the beauty of nature, the sounds of silence. Go fishing.
Son, isn't this wonderful? No neighbors, no phones, no TV.
Dad, how many kinds of fish are there?
Hundreds, maybe thousands. I don't know exactly.
Thousands? That's a lot of fish.
Well, let's just see if we can catch one or two today.
Fishing with a family can yield memories that will last a lifetime. With the gear available today, fishing is easy, and Outdoor World has waders and waterproof boots to keep you dry, tackle boxes, fishing vests, and carrying cases to keep your gear handy, reels, and just the right bait to make a difference.
difference. At Outdoor World, you'll find everything you need except for the fish. Outdoor World on 41st Avenue in Capitola, on Front Street in Santa Cruz, and on North Fremont Street in Monterey. See our weekly ad in the Good Times and the Monterey County Weekly. Outdoor World, when it's time to get away. Central Valley Marine makes your fun serious. With Grady White boats and Yamaha engines, the customer always comes first at Central Valley Marine. Find perfectly crafted Grady White boats outfitted with four-stroke Yamaha outboards at a business with 30 years of experience. Central Valley Marine. Phone 1-800-974-4286. In Campbell on South Bascom, Central Valley Marine. 800-974-4286.
I think that's our cue, Alan. This is the Let's Go Fishing Show, and we're on every Thursday from 7:06 to 8 p.m. That's right, Mike Baxter and Alan Bushnell. Remember, no one of us knows more than all of us, so the callers and you people that call in and the people that give us information are what makes the show possible, and the sponsors as well. So big thanks to Lake Nassimiano, Outdoor World for all your camping, outdoor needs, fishing as well, right there. Captain Jimmy from Real Sport Fishing. Oh, no, it's just Captain Jimmy. Sorry about that. Captain Jimmy on the beautiful Becky Ann. And who else did we hear from? You can hear the paperwork shuffling. Central Valley Marine, our pals, Brett Townsend and the boys, beautiful boats there at Central Valley Marine, the Grady Whites, Yamaha Outboards. Go say hi to them. I know they've got a lot of hot deals right now. Alan, what do you think?
Well, Mike, you know, I know we have Captain Jimmy online, and I want to read his ad. He's been one of our best sponsors of Captain Jimmy Charters. Some say that the best way to fish Monterey Bay is on the small charter like Captain Jimmy, the six-pack boat. One thing's for sure, you can't go wrong booking a fishing trip with Captain Jimmy Charters. Captain Jim Ruman runs a fast, roomy boat equipped with top-notch gear and the latest electronics. Whether it's salmon, halibut, rockfish, or albacore, Captain Jimmy will get you there quick and maximize your catch. For a custom fishing trip, call Captain Jimmy Charters in the Santa Cruz Harbor at 831-662-3020.
And also find him linked to our site. Captain Jimmy, I gave your number out a few times this week. I had a couple guys call me asking me where to book a trip for a six-pack boat. And even more important, how did you do? I heard you did all right fishing on Sunday for salmon. Talk to us, Jim.
Yeah, Sunday was pretty good. Actually, we ran across the bay there and over at Point Pinos, and we ended up with four fish over 20 pounds, and I think two of them were 29, 28 and a half, something like that.
Wow. They're big ones, aren't they?
Oh, yeah, huge.
They're like, don't be afraid when you see it.
No, and we busted off four, so.
Really, you broke four fish off?
Yeah, well, wow. One guy was using a 15-pound test line.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
After the second time, I asked him what was wrong with the line, he says, no, it's with 15-pound test line. Put it away. Yep. Use my stuff.
Were you trolling?
Oh, yeah.
Didn't you tell him, we don't catch no small fish on this boat?
No, we catch big fish only.
Oh, boy, that sounds like some kind of a maneuver Alan or I would do. Heck, but you did get some big boys in the boat. Gosh, there's some beautiful salmon out there, aren't there?
Nice fish.
Yeah.
Nice.
And what was working for you, Jim? I mean, I was hearing about the Kajiki hoochie behind a flasher was working. We did good with the bait, trolling straight bait or bait behind a flasher. What were you finding successful?
I was just using all junk, Mike. You know me. I'm still old school.
Mm-hmm.
Spoons and hoochies, white hoochies.
Okay. Alan, that was a little bit of an evasive answer, wasn't it? It's kind of like you dodged it.
Here we are bragging that so you can get all kinds of information, and the true gentlemen share their information.
I think he's using Apexes or something. What were you using, Jimmy?
That's what I was using, spoons.
I guess it's true.
Silver horn spoon.
You can't get too, he's a commercial fisherman, Alan. I think it's like he's caught these fish on these Canadian Wonders or Silver Horde spoons for 30 years. Why change it?
No, I'm gonna vouch for Captain Jimmy, my pal. He told me exactly that when I talked to him on Monday. So
yeah.
This is accurate information, Mike.
All right.
Yeah.
But nice fish. Now, how many days did you fish? Did you find anything Monday? What were you seeing the other days?
I canceled Monday and Tuesday, Wednesday. And even today.
Oh, okay. Too windy.
Yeah. You know, I'm not going to... Number one thing, Mike, is safety.
Yeah, they're going to...
Number two is fun on the boat.
Yeah.
Number three is catching fish.
Sure, sure.
Yeah.
And now, Saturday, did you see some of those big schools of bait in the middle of the bay and the whales, the humpback whales there? And didn't that look incredible?
Oh, you know, when I was going across the bay, I just stopped right there, and I looked at it, and I said, I got to stop here. And I said, nope, I'm going to keep going. Well, coming back, I looked at it again, and it was just awesome.
And I mean, no bites. Yeah, I talked to Ken Stagnaro on the Velocity, and he said, Mike, I mean, there is acres of anchovies. There's humpback whales feeding.
Yeah, he stopped there, too.
Yeah, and I don't think I heard of one fish caught. Oh, I did. I heard of one mackerel. I heard one boat caught a mackerel there, but there was no salmon in that area, and the water was dark colored. It had all the telltale signs of perfect salmon fishing, but they just weren't there.
Yeah, you know, a lot of the problem right now is a lot of these guys are looking at this bait, and they think it's anchovies or sardines, and it's not.
Mm.
It's mackerel.
Oh.
So, you know, the mackerel's mm-hmm. moving fast. Really fast.
Do you think
that.
Some of those big schools out there were actually schools of mackerel?
Yeah.
Did you catch the mackerel?
Yeah, I snagged a couple.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Are they small mackerel, Jim?
No, they're probably, you know, 3/4 pound or
oh,
so.
Oh, okay. The usual Spanish mackerel.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, what do you think? It won't be long. There'll be a few halibut showing up. And in the meantime, all this northwest wind can't do anything but help. Maybe something will group up for us.
Hey, you know what? Don't get your head down. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I did a lot of kicking at the boat this weekend. I kicked the sides of the boat and stuff. You know, it ain't going to help.
Okay.
You know, as soon as this weather changes, we're going fishing. I'm going tomorrow.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the weather is going to change.
Yeah.
I know we kind of... That this weekend, it looks like kind of a duplicate of last week, and another low pressure coming in, a good chance of rain. It's like, oh, darn it. But, you know, that's not going to last. It's going to straighten out, and, you know, all the signs that we were seeing 2 weeks ago are still going to be there, and in fact, maybe even better, because it's a dominant northwest blow.
You know, just don't get yourself down, man, because it's going to change.
All right.
I mean, I'm looking at the ocean right now from my house, and it looks like it's calming down already.
Yeah, well, good advice.
Yeah.
Thanks, Jimmy. And I think the theme, too, is make sure your line is good. I mean, if you typically fish with 15-pound, you might go to 20. And if you're trolling, you might end up using 30-pound rather than 20 because there are a lot of big salmon out. I mean, we're not just saying it. There's a lot of big salmon.
Big
let them run. Yeah.
Fish.
If you hook one, let them take some line. In the meantime, give us the phone number, Jimmy.
Okay, it's 831-662-3020. I got to get away from these trees, though, man. They're killing me.
Okay, you have a good night. Thanks for calling.
Bye.
All right. And let's check in with Senor Tuna, our pal. You know, you never know what you're going to get from him because he's everywhere at once. He's freshwater, saltwater, San Diego, Lake Oroville.
New Mexico, Alaska. Yeah.
But maybe we should just let him talk. What do you think?
Hey, Mike and Alan.
Here
welcome
he is.
Back on the air. Congratulations.
Oh, Senor thanks. Tuna, season's greetings to you. It's good to hear your voice. And a big thing, you know, you are just the best guy I know. We did the perch fishing tournament this year, and it just wouldn't be the same without you, so I was glad you were able to show up. Thank you, and it's good to hear you.
Yeah, that perch tournament is awesome. For the people that missed it, I mean, I'm sure you'll put out more information when the time comes, but my recommendation is sign up early. Do not miss it. That is just mm-hmm. an absolutely terrific event and limited number of people.
Yeah, pretty nice. Tons of prizes, just good fun. You can see some of the photos and who won at our site. In the meantime, where do we start, Steve? Let's just start out locally right there in your backyard, some freshwater information, maybe Lake Oroville, something like that.
Well, yeah, I was the MC of the big Lake Oroville Open Bass Tournament on Saturday, and the fishing was just insane how good it was. Now, Lake Oroville doesn't have as many giant fishes as Clear Lake does. But I interviewed at least a dozen different people, not necessarily the winners. Nobody reported catching less than 50 fish a day.
Wow.
It was just wide open.
Are these smallmouth bass, Steve?
These are mostly, the majority of fish in Lake Oroville are spotted bass.
Mm-hmm.
And, they, you know, they're running anywhere from a pound and a half to about, you know, a solid 3 pounds. But the news is that there's been a planting program of Florida strain bass in Lake Oroville for about the last 6 years, and, you know, they'll never be the majority population. The lake's just, it's not the same as what Clear Lake is. It's a deeper, more open water lake, not as much shoreline structure. and the spots like that open water. But the Florida strain bass, where they can establish themselves, they are. And that's pushing the average size way up. In fact, it's pushed it so far up is a couple of days ago, and I'm playing detective on this one, but there was a reported, and I've seen a photo, so I mean, I believe it. I know what these fish look like. 15.48-pound bass caught in Lake Oroville, believe it or not, which if I can get some, you know, absolute verification on the scale and a few other things, that's going to be a new lake record. And that's just an absolute monster. And actually, a couple of the tournament guys that I talked to had seen a fish in that size range, fished it for like 4 hours, couldn't make it bite on the day of the tournament. So I think they may have told somebody and said, you know, go out there and spend all day if you have to. And somebody did.
Yeah, wow, that's amazing. Speaking of big water, how about, can I jump straight to the ocean? You always keep us informed, being Senior Tuna, about, you know, the Southern California bites, what's going on in San Diego. Any news from that area, Steve?
Well, if you don't know exactly how things usually work out there, it sounds like amazing news, but it's really not. There's been off and on over the past almost month now, there's been scattered catches, no big ones, of very small albacore, and I mean really small ones.
Like, I heard the word albacore. Alan, did you hear albacore?
Jerked my head right up.
That's the problem.
I don't see your tuna downplaying these albacore. I don't care how big they are.
They're 4 pounds, Mike. They're
okay.
4 pounds.
That's a little small.
These are not the migratory fish, obviously, at that size. As you know, there's a small breeding population just outside of Guadalupe Island that's always there. The commercial guys know where they are. It's just not really a sport fishing type population, but the big albacore make the baby albacore. That's the way it works.
Mm-hmm.
And every year about this time, not every year, but every year when the conditions are right, you know, good water clarity, bait, water temperature, all the things you would want, if it shows up for a couple of weeks, you know, anywhere from a half a dozen to, I remember, about 15 years ago, there were a couple of days when the boats caught over 100 apiece.
Mm-hmm.
They weren't much bigger than the mackerel you were just talking about.
Yeah, small. I guess the big thing, too, not just that they're small, but it's not really an indication of the true migrating or migration of the fish that are going to be coming across the North Pacific this year. So it's more like this shorter migration of resident Guadalupe-type albacore.
Right.
So as much as I want to get excited, it's not an indication of the season to come.
The one and only thing it's an indicator of is that if during the right time, if we have those same conditions, we could have some nice fishing. In other words, it's only an indicator that the conditions are good now, which is really the wrong time.
Okay.
That's all it's an indicator of. And at least unlike, say, back in the late 1980s, it's an indicator that there actually are some albacore.
Yeah.
Of course, back in that day, the days of the monofilament drift nets, there weren't any albacore.
Sure. And there's another perch tournament coming up. Is that right?
Oh, yeah. That's actually this Saturday. It's the rival, the other Surf City USA down in Huntington Beach. I know that Santa Cruz and Huntington Beach, I think they may be meeting in court.
I've heard of Huntington Beach. I've never heard of the other Surf City. You know, I know Santa Cruz is the Surf City.
That's what I'm talking about. Yeah, exactly. I think that there's some bad blood or at least some good spirited disagreement. But I will say that they've got one of Jan and Dean, the surviving member of Jan and Dean, which is Dean, as one of their spokesmen.
Wow. Here, our perch fishing tournament has myself and Alan. They've got Dean of Jan and Dean.
Song called Dead Man's Curve.
Well, that's exciting news. Now, give us we're kind of running out of time, but give us a quick wrap-up in some of the seminars and tackle shops. What's coming up for the events in the greater tackle store area as far as spring seminars, that kind of stuff?
Well, on April the 27th and 28th, for your listeners, I'll be at the at the Fisherman's Warehouse store in San Jose all day, both days. And that'll be, you know, kind of a fun thing, nothing too structured. I'll just kind of be there meeting and greeting. And on May the 5th, I'll be in Sacramento at IWE Sports, and there will be a special massive celebrity guest seminar giver. Alan, do you know who that is?
You know, you got me.
He'll be a guy who's rarely been seen giving seminars in the last couple of years, but he's sitting really near you.
Why do I have
him
call?
Oh, there we go. Oh, the guy with the red face next to me?
That's the guy. He's okay. He's going to be the big star that day there. May the 5th in Sacramento at IWE Sports. And we'll have Angelo Quinang and bunch of other guys too.
Yeah, the true legends. But I will look for. I love that. The funny thing is, I have my whole albacore quiver set up, and my old wooden box is full. So it's like, heck, just throw it in the truck and go up there and tell some fishing stories. How fun is that?
Oh man, a wooden box, you're showing your age.
I do have a funny story though. I talked to Anthony from IWE Sports. He goes, "Yeah, Mike, come up, do a little tuna seminar." And he goes, "You know, Mike, he's beating around the bush a little." He goes, "You know, it's kind of a pin event." And you know, I go, "Anthony, every single reel I have on my tuna rods, they're all pin reels, so it doesn't matter anyway, does it? I'm going to dust them off, and I'll be there. Just be ready."
You know who else will be there? You know, for the people that fish for the really big tuna, Tim Campbell of Swifty Manufacturing will be there, and he's the guy, I mean, the authority on splicing spectral lines to monofilament. He's the guy that's invented all the tools. That's going to be worth the trip all by itself.
Yeah, pretty good stuff. Well, Senior Tuna, you take care of yourself, all the running around that you do, and please keep checking in with us. We look forward to those South Coast reports from you.
I'm looking forward to being on the show as often as I can possibly do it.
All right. Well, thank you. Have a great night.
You too.
And again, a quick summary. Salmon fishing's a little bit tough. As far as the weather goes, I hate to say it, but it is still spring. And there is a low pressure starting to form tomorrow night. It should start forming. And there is a cold front associated with that low pressure, and there's going to be some rain Saturday. The funny thing is, the winds aren't going to be real strong. The barometer is going to drop. The winds are going to shift from a heavy northwest winds right now, 10 up to 20 knot gusts. Saturday, they're going to drop down to a southerly, southeasterly flow, which is typically associated with that low pressure. So I hate to say it, it might actually be fairly fishable on Saturday. I do believe in the theory, especially with salmon in the ocean, that when the wind's out of the south, the salmon shut their mouth. And I don't know why that is, but I do know that during a low pressure, the wind comes out of the south, and typically it's hard to get those salmon to bite during a southerly flow. But it does look fishable. But take caution. You know, a salmon's not worth risking anything. So I think we had a safe opener, no casualties that I heard of, and we want to keep it that way. Keep an eye on that weather. As far as now through tomorrow, northwest winds very blustery, 10 to 20 knots. Saturday, again, southerly to southwest winds pretty low, 5 to 15 knot winds. If you're going in and out of Santa Cruz Harbor entrance, be very careful. Inland lakes, hot pick thanks to Alan. Loch Lomond's been real good. Amador, great big trout there. Berryessa, real good salmon fishing for the inland landlocked salmon. And Pinto Lake had a few good trout being caught in it last week. When we get back from the break here, salmon bellies for halibut? What, this is not Alaska? In Alaska, I know they use salmon bellies for halibut. I honestly don't even know if this is true or not, but I do know they're catching halibut in Oyster Point pretty good. And there's quite a few stripers up in the Delta Rio Vista area, so we're going to elaborate on that. Also, there's an MLPA meeting that is going to be taking place in Bodega Bay. All that information and maybe even a little more right after the break. Thanks for tuning in. Let's Go Fishing Show. We'll be right back.
Let me introduce Live Oak Cafe, a wonderful cafe that specializes in espresso drinks, coffee and tea, as well as their cold beverages and juices. Besides the delicious breakfast burritos and pastries, you have to try the lunch specials, like the lasagna or the enchilada casserole. People rave over it. At Live Oak Cafe, the cakes, cookies and pastries are scrumptious. The care that goes into the food at Live Oak Cafe is what keeps people coming back. In a traffic-free location on the ocean side of Highway 1, Live Oak Cafe is at the corner of Chanticleer and Soquel Avenue. Come by or call the Live Oak Cafe at 475-7757 for lunch orders or takeout. Call 475-7757. Stop by today and say hi to Kathleen and her friendly staff at the Live Oak Cafe.
The Stagnaro family has been serving the Santa Cruz area for over a century. There's something for everyone. Fishing trips, bay cruises, whale watching, and private parties for any occasion. Whichever your choice, today's fourth generation Stagnaros will surely make your trip fun and memorable. And be sure to dine at Gilda's Stagnaro Family Restaurant before or after your ocean adventure. The restaurant is located right across the street from our ticket office on the Santa Cruz Wharf. Call Stagneros at 427-2334 for a trip on the bay.
Want to go saltwater fishing but don't have a boat? No problem. Drop on down to Capitola Boat and Bait on the Capitola Wharf or Santa Cruz Boat Rentals at the Santa Cruz Municipal Wharf, where fishing is serious fun. You'll find great pier fishing with full-service tackle shops, sturdy ocean skiffs for rent, fresh and frozen baits, and up-to-the-minute fishing advice and inside tips. For more info, call Capitola Boat and Bait at 462-2208 or Santa Cruz Boat Rentals, 423-1739.
Boat and Motor Mart, serving boaters since 1955. For over 51 years, the customer has always come first at Boat and Motor Mart, California's exclusive dealer for Osprey boats. Hosting a full array of Yamaha outboards, quiet, smooth, fuel efficient, and powerful. That's Yamaha outboards. Boat and Motor Mart is home to a new line, that's Parker Boats. Parker Boats have brought value and customer satisfaction to new levels. Check out Boat and Motor Mart's new location in South San Francisco at Oyster Point Marina. By land or sea, it's easy to find. 671 Marina Boulevard or call 650-246-1460. That's Boat and Motor Mart, 650-246-1460. Or online at www.boatandmotormart.com.
Let's go fishing. If not, let's at least talk about it. That's why you're tuned into the Let's Go Fishing Show. We hope to keep you informed and educated about fishing in the greater area. No one of us knows more than all of us. Thanks for tuning in. The Let's Go Fishing Show, KSCO 1080, every Thursday, 7:06 to 8 p.m. Give us a call one of these weeks. We don't have many minutes left, but give us a call. Again, a big thanks to the sponsors, Live Oak Cafe. Go up there, say hi to Kathleen and Bill Ross, and he's been found to be there in the mornings. A lot of the fishermen are going there grabbing a cup of Joe in the morning, so check out Live Oak Cafe, really good food and pastries. Stagnero fishing trips right on the wharf, whale watching trips as well, even scatterings at sea, but book a trip with the Stagneros aboard the beautiful Velocity. They have two boats running out of there again this year, so there's always room. Capitola Boat and Bait. Go down there, say hi to the boys, rent a boat at Capitola or the main wharf in Santa Cruz, and Boat and Motor Mart right there in South San Francisco, Oyster Point. Beautiful Parker boats, Osprey boats, say hi to the guys. Also a huge inventory of used boats if you're in the market. Speaking of Oyster Point, yes, they are catching halibut there. Yes, they're telling me they're catching them on salmon bellies. I don't know. I'm not going to vouch for that one. I would recommend using a trolled dead anchovy or herring behind the flasher. You never know. But if you need reliable information about fishing and great tackle, I know a great shop here in town. We checked in with Mark Dingler earlier. Great report. And that's the Angler's Choice Tackle Shop. Fishermen that appreciate quality tackle, personal service, and a convenient shopping location, go to the Angler's Choice Tackle Shop in Capitola at 1203 41st Avenue. Freshwater bass and trout tackle, saltwater halibut, rockfish, and salmon gear, a wide selection of fly fishing supplies, clothing, waders, and hand-tied flies. Come by and say hi to Mark and Julia. Receive a free spool of line with each new reel spool. New reel purchase, get a spool of line. The Angler's Choice Tackle Shop in Capitola at 1203 41st Avenue. The phone number there is 831-464-1883. That's 1883. You will enjoy the experience at the Angler's Choice Tackle Shop. For information and a current fishing report, call 831-464-1883. The Angler's Choice Tackle Shop, open 7 days a week. And I also want to introduce a new sponsor as well, and that's Gordon Smith and Pete Pearson there at Shoreline Lending. If you guys are looking to refinance or need a home loan, these are gentlemen, really very experienced in the trade, very trustworthy. Gordon Smith used to run the boat, the David Johnson, out of Santa Cruz for years, so we're friends. We go way back. Very trusted and respected guys in the community at Shoreline Lending, specializing in residential, commercial, and construction loans. If you or anyone you know is interested in a home purchase, refinance, land loans, or commercial property, you can count on Shoreline Lending. Call Gordon Smith and Pete Pearson now, 831-462-8840. For your For your financial needs, call Shoreline Lending toll-free at 800-655-6027. That's Shoreline Lending. These two new sponsors also will be posted on the site. Again, I mentioned there's an MLPA meeting in Bodega Bay, political hot topic here at 8:30 tomorrow night at the UC Davis Bodega Bay Marine Lab.
Yeah, you know, Mike, we're really been fighting these restrictive MLPAs, and there's a group called the Alliance of Communities for Sustainable Fisheries that did a great survey, came out yesterday. They're concerned that the Marine Life Protection Act has failed to consider the conservation benefits of the existing fishing regulations. And this survey shows that it's a public opinion survey. Two-thirds of Californians, 66%, disagree that fishing harms the ocean. And I think we should just rely on the regulations that we have instead of banning fishing altogether. I agree with this one. So good job, Alliance for Communities.
Thanks, Alan. Thank you for tuning in. Look forward to more information next week, 7:06 to 8 p.m., the Let's Go Fishing Show, or go to our site, theletsgofishingradioshow.com. Thanks for running the board, Chris Spencer and everybody at KSCO. We'll be back next week.
Your source for news, sports, traffic and weather, AM 1080, KSCO, Santa Cruz, San Jose, Salinas, and Monterey.
Vehicle abruptly entered the Garden State Park.